Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So, this episode is going to be dealing with, well, the Klan. Yet again, I somehow seem to keep finding Republicans who happen to be Klansmen. I keep being told by those said Republicans that the Democratic Party is the one who created the Klan, but for some odd reason, I just somehow can't find Democratic individuals who, you know, represent the Democratic Party who are part of the Klan. But for some odd reason, the party that has absolutely nothing whatsoever, period, to do with the Klan somehow still has something to do with the Klan, because they keep having Klansmen in there. Yeah. They just have infinite amount of Klansmen. For some odd reason, the party that didn't create it and has nothing to do with it somehow keeps popping up with Klansmen. Isn't that weird, girl? Nobody there. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, stop yelling.
You know, if the party, you know, if you were a group of people and they keep somehow murdering people, but they keep saying they're not murderers, what you gonna start to think?
Stop yelling.
You gonna start to think that they're murderers, right? Of course you would, right? Of course you would. Of course you would, right?
My diamond out there having a heart attack.
I know. She's barking at people. So, you would expect the group that keeps talking about, you know, having people and murdering people, they're going to keep saying, well, y'all a group of murderers. Because common sense, if you keep murdering people, you are a group of murderers. I don't care if the first person to commit the first murder, going all the way back since the Bible days, was a Democrat. Well, I don't care. Y'all a group of murderers. Y'all Republicans. Y'all murderers. Common sense. At some point in time, you gotta go that way and say, well, you know, I keep seeing so many GOP Republicans, you know, popping up as Klansmen. Here we go again with one. Missouri. Active, you know, governor. Well, not actual governor, but candidate for the governorship in Missouri. Actively, like literally still on the ballot, people are voting for this individual still. They're still collecting money and donations and campaigning. So, just in case you don't, you know, they try to make it seem like, oh no, it was something that was like 500 million years in the past. No, it's actively going like right now, 2024. He's still on the ballot. He's still running. He's still campaigning. Right? So this candidate for the governorship in Missouri was a Klan. Was a member of the Klan. Maybe still is. But he's trying to claim that it was only like a 1 year membership. It's a Klan. It's a gang. You're not getting the
honorary
one.
Honorary,
damn it. Yeah, it's some honorary shit right now. You know, just like you're honorary.
I know you be an honorary member of the Klan.
Exactly. You know, it's like you're honorary blood. You know, an honorary Crip. You know, honorary member of MS-13. Same type of thing with gangs. You're an honorary member until you, you know, force your hand and have you stay in. Right. It's either you are or you are. Chances are, he is.
I ain't never
heard of the same thing as honorary membership. I never heard of an honorary membership for a Klan. It's a damn, like, this is the same motherfuckers that's burning crosses, lynching people and shit. Oh, yeah, you know, I know all the people who done lynched a couple of black people. You know, I'm just going to be an honorary member and then not have to worry about that. Yeah, right. Like all gangs, because it is a gang. It's just not black. You know, I know if it's not black, then it's not a gang. You know, there's no such thing as a gang that's not black, right? Because that's how the United States, you know, do things. They call them, you know, militia. You know, militia group, right? They'll call them, you know, some type of member, like group or membership, religious group or organization or something like that. You know, create cute words for it because white people cannot be gangs, right? Because, of course, the gang has to be black. It has no choice but be a minority group. It has to be black or brown because it gives a negative connotation to it. So that's why white people can never be part of a gang. Because you can never think negative of whites. You always want to think positive. You know I ain't lying. Is the KKK a gang? Mm-hmm. It is. 100%. But do they call it that? No. They'll go with white supremacist militia group. That's your Proud Boys. A whole mouthful to say white supremacist gang. A racist gang. Sorry, it's called like it is. You know, call a spade a fucking spade. Right? Proud Boys, you know, all them white supremacist gang, those racist gang members. They try to make it cute and whatnot so you don't think negative of them. Because you hear Bloods and Crips, what you gonna call them? Gang members. I can't. The white guys, because, oh, because it has to be connected to the color of your skin. But anyway, I got a video here from the Damage Report. You know, I normally come with a video, and it's going to explain a little bit more about it. Because what you're thinking about him being a member. Yeah, he a member. Like, sure, he, yes, he did. Let's take a listen, shall we?
The Republican Party is now scrambling to reassure voters that the insane candidate for governor that was on the primary ballot is gonna be cast aside. Don't worry, this crazy person does not represent us. But as of right now, is a candidate, and I want to tell you about Daryl Leon McClanahan III.
Literally had Klan in his motherfucking name. He was born a Klansman. McClanahan. McClan. I'm a Klan. He was born a Klansman. He gonna die a Klansman. God created him to be a Klansman. If that name, if you got that name like that, of course you're a Klansman. I know people saying, Trey, your last name feels damn straight, and I'm black. What you think it mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course it means that. I got the lashes on my back as much as they did.
You ain't getting no damn lashes. You wasn't even born.
400 years, and it's still there. Lashes on my back. Buttons on my back.
So here's a photo, or a collection of two photos, of Daryl. You can see in the left-hand side of this, he's the individual standing next to the Nazi in the white robe with the burning cross behind it and his arm raised in a Nazi salute. He's the individual standing next to the Nazi in the white robe with the burning cross behind it and his arm raised in a Nazi salute.
By the way, the person is a Nazi. That's why he said Nazi. How the fuck is a Nazi in the Klan? Again, like I said, I am paid to think for racist white people. You know, hatred is hatred, isn't it? Don't make any goddamn sense. You're a Nazi putting on a white robe from a damn group that came from a country that destroyed Bjorn, the Nazi party. Again, like I said, some of the stupid shit that they think of when you just plain racist, you don't think. Racism is stupid. Isn't it? The Klansmen are full enough, well, were full enough actual Americans. Nazis were German. Who defeated the Germans? That's why I say hatred is stupid. It never gets you to think. So you putting on garments of the party of the country that destroyed Germany when and the Nazi party. That's why I say they were to think they wouldn't be hateful. Doesn't make fucking sense. You're gonna be a Klansman and a Nazi. Doesn't make sense for you to be walking around talking about freedom and carrying a damn Confederate flag. You can't talk about being America first and carrying a Confederate flag. Hatred is stupid. Because if you thought, you wouldn't hate. Simple. That's why I love being intelligent. The only people I hate are bigots. At least my hatred has sense. Yes, I hate Nazis. And I'm one of the guys who say, yes, it's more than okay to punch a Nazi. Hell, if you see one out there, and you know they are, punch them. Who's saying it? Trey. Trey said it, a black man. Go right here, punch a Nazi. I'll celebrate you for punching a Nazi. Damn straight, I am. What the fuck? You thought I was going to say no? No, I'm going to say it. I don't care if I run for candidacy and this comes out. Yes, I do mean punch a Nazi. I'm going to double down on it too. Yes, you should have the right to punch and kick the shit out of Nazis. You don't have the right to be here. This is not your fucking country. Go back to fucking Germany and go get your ass put in jail. Because that's going to fucking happen to you. By the way. Get out of our country. Just like they say, go back to your country to those Latinos. If you ever see Nazis, please tell them, go back to your fucking dead ass country. Damn straight. Perfectly allowed to say it. Go to your dead ass country. Because you go to Germany, your ass going to jail or worse. Now do you say worse? Because they don't play around with that bullshit over there. Something we should do over here. You know, I'm definitely for it. I'm full for it. Hell yeah. I would do it if I was front president. Or hell, even here in Maryland, I would say, oh no, you don't have no right to be a fucking Nazi here. It is literally illegal to be a Nazi. I'm putting you in jail for at least, what, 20 years. Minimum 20 years to life. It is a death sentence being a Nazi. Because why? You are a walking death sentence. But yes, you got McClanahan here, who's a Klansman, sitting next to a Nazi dressed in Klansman robe with the dumbest oxymoron known to man possible. Only thing they have in common is they hate minorities. Other than that, both ends hated each other. Yup, Nazis hated the whites here in America. Guess who's killing them? Yeah. Well, just the skeeky airmen over there, those same white fucking honkies that would be lynching and beating up those same Tuskegee airmen over on the other side. Yep, literal. Like, literally. It was bigots killing them. Enough of the confusion of what comes with hatred. because you can never understand it. So he's sitting here with this idiot burning a cross in the background. And he's trying to say, oh, no, you don't believe your lying eyes.
My God. Now, he's going to end up reassuring you that this isn't what it looks like, okay? It's not. Why are you all making such a big deal out of this? But that photo is hard to ignore. Now, it initially raised people's attention back in 2022 when the Anti-Defamation League Center on Extremism published an article on his extremist history following his failed run for Senate, because this is not the first time that he's run for office.
Did you just hear that? Did you hear that? This is not the first time running for office. So, this is not the first time people got to see this Klansman. Literal Klansman, because his name is literally McClanahan. Literal Klan in his name.
So, he sued the ADL, and in the suit, he described himself as a pro-white man, but he says he's not and never...
Wow. Pro-white man. I wonder what that means. Come on, girl. Come on, girl.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Has been a member of the KKK. He was, however, quote, provided an honorary one-year membership by the group's state coordinator. McClanahan said he did attend in 2019 a private religious Christian identity cross-lighting ceremony, falsely described as a cross-burning.
He literally tried to say that he is not a Klansman, but is a Klansman. This is the doublespeak that you get from racist white supremacists. How are you pro-white man and not a fucking dumbass fucking bigot? I'm not pro-black man. I'm black. Man. I don't need to be pro-shit to know that, guess what? Hey, yeah, and you know, minorities need to get treated with some modicum of respect. And I do know that black people have kind of hard because nothing was done for slavery. And you do know that as soon as slavery ended, that's when your Jim Crow laws, first you had your black codes, then your Jim Crow laws came into effect. There was no break. There was no break in between any, there was no gap in between. Soon as slavery ended, they came up with those black codes. And soon as the black codes ended, they came up with Jim Crow laws. And soon as the Jim Crow laws ended, they came up with systemic racism. Interrogation. Right? The war on drugs. Making black people all the bad guys in movies and shit. Right? There was no break in between where black people could, oh, here you go, here's something good here, you know, to help you get your footing, you know, unlike with whites, like the Homestead Act, where literally gave them land to build their homes on, the GI Bill, where literally gave them the suburbs so they can build in half to themselves, by the way, 100%, because in those GI Bills, you could not sell or resell homes to black people. It was in the deed. So that's why you had these predominantly white neighborhoods still existing, because it's not like it was like 500 years ago and they try to make it seem like. No, it was like people still alive. The people who benefited from it are still alive to this day and have children who have benefited from it. Okay. I can understand that. And maybe we might want to do something like, yeah, you know, hey, here's, you know, a little Homestead Act. You know, because first and foremost, we should be giving homes to people in the fucking first place. That's one of the things that should not be a, you know, commodity like a damn shirt. treating homes like a goddamn, like it's merchandise. When it's a necessity. Trey, food is a necessity. Yes, it is. That's why you should give people food stamps and they should be allowed to have it. Yes, you should be able to monitor the amount of food stamps you get depending on how much money you have. No, it shouldn't say, well, you gotta be dirt poor in order to get $2 worth of food. And if you're not dirt poor, you can't get $2 worth of food because you're dirt poor and don't have a home. You know, try to make it so you don't give people the money they deserve and they're putting into the damn system. Give them their fucking money. If you can give all that millions of dollars to Elon Musk, who don't need shit, and he's retarded as shit. I know he may need it for his education background, so the nigga can learn some shit. Actually learn. But damn. That's why I keep telling people, IQ is not the judge of intelligence. Because this man got high IQ, but is dumb as motherfucking shit. And don't know how to run a business. Again, this idiot actually fired 75% of his engineers. At once. And now whining and crying while the company that he bought, he lost almost all the money he put into it. And try to blame Jews. Yes. Elon Musk. The retard.
Now hold up a second. Okay, if we can put that photo up again. I get that you want to pretend that this is like a religious thing. But I don't care what religious thing you invoke. That cross is on fire. It just is, man. The cross is burning. You can say it's a cross lighting, but after you light it, do you know what happens to it? It burns, and it...
Right. So he tried to doublespeak his way out of this. You're a Klansman. You're a Klansman. It's kind of hard to get away from the fact that you're a Klansman. Because even retards understand that being part of the Klan is bad. That's why you have your Proud Boys and whatnot running around not trying to say that they are Klansmen. That's why they try to rope-a-dope their way into saying certain things while being white supremacists and Nazis. Right? They try to change words so the uneducated individual with no brain cells can say, hey, you know, that's not the same. No. That dude is a Klansman. In Missouri, GOP is running a Klansman as their candidate for the governorship. Like, again, I don't understand why Republicans can't seem to find people who aren't Klansmen. It's so fucking hard. I keep getting told that the Democrats created them, but for some odd reason, I keep seeing Republican Klansmen and can't seem to find the Democratic ones. Why? It's as if like there was a shift that happened where the Republicans, who are normally, you know, those that supported black lives and minorities and things like that, it's as if they switched parties. And now that Southern strategy came in where they started to spew hatred and vitriol and venom against black people so they can get those white retards votes. Because you know the ones I'm talking about, y'all white people know, good God, those ones that you like, oh man, we do need goddamn gun control because I wouldn't trust that motherfucker with a butter knife type of white people. Trump supporters. Just straight up saying, Trump supporters. Those ones that will say all the bullshit as soon as you bring up something negative about Joe Biden, but then say, oh no, that's not Joe Biden, that's Donald Trump. And it's like, oh, you know, yeah, since it's Trump, you know, it's completely early. Oh, what did I ever say something like that? Oh, I never meant that. Oh, no, I couldn't ever say that, right? And don't know that shit like that is going on. right? They always try to be the people to project their bigotry and problems onto other people, like saying that Joe Biden had dementia, but good God, Donald Trump keep believing that he beat Barack Obama. Obama was saying, "Where were you, bruh? You had two chances to go against me, but you ran with the tail between your legs." I'm not going to complain. That was pretty smart for Donald Trump to do. I wouldn't want to go against Barack Obama at that time anyway, because literal Christ would have lost to that man. Black people came out the woodwork. There were not a black person alive that did not vote for Barack Obama. Hell, Tim Scott voted for Barack Obama that day. He didn't know it. Candace Owens. Yup, all of them. Just saying, black people, if you're out there listening, if it happens, you can just come out and vote. You can literally swing a goddamn election. Let's think of what happened with Barack Obama. He won handedly, easily, against both his opponents. And one was John McCain, a literal war hero. And that was enough. Because just being a smart black person who's a Democrat was more than enough for that to just be the thing that wins. And Donald Trump just wanted to beat Barack Obama, knowing he couldn't have. So he's going to call Joe Biden Obama all the time because he has dementia. Yes, Trump has dementia. He rambles on. He's incoherent. He can't stay on task. He got ADHD. This dude's a fool. I mean, shit. At least me, if you hear me rambling, you know for goddamn well I'm just trying to fit in almost an hour worth of goddamn content as much as I possibly can. If I can, I try to get you to 30 minutes. But still. You got to hear it. Can't find the Klansmen in the Democratic Party, even though I keep being told they're the ones who created it. But here I go again, another Klansman who's a part of the Republican Party. I wonder. Well, I just wanted to make sure to bring that to you guys' attention, because that's, you know, one of those things that was swept beneath the rug, didn't get enough attention and whatnot. Yet again, a Republican who happened to be a part of the Klan. No need to call it a white supremacist group. Just say KKK. And I know everybody knows they ain't okay. Even the most dumb as a person knows you shouldn't be a part of the Klan. But there they are. Klansmen. Literally running for governorship. If you don't need any other reason to go out there and try to run for office as much as possible, if you have any money whatsoever, run for office. Because they literally have actual Klansmen, literal hood wearing, cross burning Klansmen running for governorship. I wonder what he's gonna do with the black people there. He called himself pro white man. So I think I know how the police are going to react and going to act there if he wins the governorship. I shudder to believe the lives that those black people are going to have to endure in Missouri. It's already damn near didn't change since Jim Crow. I'm pretty sure he's going to bring it back. Hell, he might actually bring back fucking slavery. Make black people now have to work for free and be under ownership of somebody white. Hey, I wouldn't be surprised. He might just fucking say, you know what, can't be black in my state, period, and create the first ethno state. That they all want to do anyway, until they find out that that's not a good idea. You might want to have some black people there. But hey, again, like I said, hatred ain't smart. It ain't. hatred ain't smart. You never think, because the only thing they're going to do is lead to more diversity. If you know what I mean. Because now you're going to start hating more people because of their differences. Until there's nothing more than you left. And then you hate yourself. But anyway, that's what I wanted to do, guys. I wanted to bring it to you guys' attention. Just so you can actually understand what's going on here in America. If you're listening in other countries, thank you for listening, though. But be first to say that. Thanks for listening. If you're listening anywhere, anyhow, how you doing it? I'm glad you all listening in. You know, it's pretty good. As you see, I talk about wrestling and everything else in between. Please comment on this if you're listening to it on Spotify. Because, yeah, I do want to try to gain some more attention. Because stuff like this need to be talked about some more. You know, sometimes it's going underneath the radar when people don't pay attention to it because they don't hear about it a lot. I mean, how many times have you heard a Klansman literally running for a seat in government? Yeah. I'm sure people in Missouri need to hear that. Because if you're going to be voting, you need to know that you're voting for a Klansman. A hood-wearing, cross-burning Klansman. And he's going to throw up the Nazi salute, the boot. So if you're black, he's definitely going to let you know he hates you. If you're Jew, hope you know he hates you. Just saying, if you're any form of diversity, black, Jew, he hates all of you. So you might want to pay attention and go vote. Voting, like I said, it's the most important thing you can do. You can't lose your job. So if you want to leave early, you got an opportunity to leave early. Hell yeah. If my job... it was open and I had to, and it's time for me to go vote. Let me tell you, I'm telling my job, I gotta leave early. You know, my precinct over there closes and I got a bit like an hour drive, and I want to make sure I'm there on time and ability to vote, so I need to go out there and vote. Let me tell you, look at my skin, it's black. They're gonna let me leave. I don't know about white people, but I can guarantee you, as me, as a black man, they had no choice but to let me leave. Because they don't want to be the part of being on some news, definitely Fox. Because it's the first one I'm going to call. Fox News, the first one I call, they're going to talk about denying a black man the right to vote. Nobody wants to be on that end. Nobody wants to be on that end because there's going to be a lawsuit. And if it's not a lawsuit, just the notion of the fact that you denied a black man the right to vote. That's going to be something that nobody wants to be a part of. So they'll let me leave early. And they will. And like I say, that's about anybody's job. Definitely if you're black. Hey, I need to go out there and go vote. Can you come back? Yeah, I might come back. It depends on the time period. But I got about an hour or so drive. Oh, don't worry. You can go ahead and go home. Adwoods. See you tomorrow. That's what they want to say. Because nobody wants to deal with that bullshit. So go out there. Go vote. Don't be afraid of it. They want you to be afraid to vote. They want to intimidate you and make sure that you don't vote. Because if you don't vote, that means more of them can. But anyway, this is going to be where I end the podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and of course, share the podcast. Definitely share the podcast. You know, that's why I always say this is my sponsor is the share button. Go right here and share the hell out of this podcast. I don't need you to do anything else but share it. Share it with as many people as possible. If you want to just laugh at me, if you want to hate listening, go right here. I don't care. Just share it. If you're a Klansman and you want to hate listening to try to find where I live at, go ahead, share it with all your Klans buddies. You know? Go right here. But definitely share it. Anyway, later, guys.